Is weird, odd, strange, or just plain bizarre is really your cup of tea? Then, the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast will give you that fix. Can't believe it? Well, listen for yourself as we deliver the strangest news you definitely won't find on CNN or Fox. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast.
Welcome to the GSMC Weird News Podcast, brought to you by GSMC Podcast Network. I'm your host, Ariane, and with me, I have Sarah and Heidi.
Hello.
Hi, ladies.
Wow, we synced up.
That was very, yes, in stereo.
Yeah.
We can make a band.
Oh, jeez. It would be two, a duet.
Oh, yeah.
Who would be? No, anyway, moving on.
No, it could be a band if you were in it. I mean,
okay.
Yeah, there we go. A podcast band.
I got the invite. Yay. Okay, our first topic, we are talking about a pair of shoes that cost $17 million. $17 million.
And then you have to like wear them around, which I feel like I that's just... Yeah, wear. Exactly. That's endangering your investment.
But then what's the point of, you know... Okay, why? I don't even want to know.
Exactly.
But I want to know.
So, two companies, I don't know if I'm going to say this right, but it's Jara Dubai and Passion Jewelers got together and decided to make heels for women with that basically are real life bedazzled. Mm. So, these heels are gold stilettos. Around the part where you put your foot in, the opening, mm-hmm. they're small studded diamonds. And then on the top of the foot is a large, I don't know what kind of carat diamond. But they said apparently the shoe has over 100 carats of flawless diamonds set in white gold.
Wow.
I want to say who would wear these, but I'm sure there are people out there who would wear these. But I would just be terrified.
I would be so scared.
Somebody would just mug me and steal my shoes.
Yes. Yep. Or like, what if one of those gems falls out?
Right.
And then it's be following around the person waiting for the big diamond to fall down. Or something.
Also like encrusted around like where you put your foot. Like, is that comfortable?
I don't know.
I feel like that would kind of hurt a little bit.
Yeah. It was on the outside. So kind of just like the rim
on the toe box.
Yeah.
Not like any chafing going on.
No. No. I wouldn't wear them. I'm in the same boat as Sarah and Heidi. I would be so scared. You know what?
Wasn't there an episode of Sex and the City where the guy stole her Jimmy Choo's?
I haven't seen a lot of Sex and the City shows.
I mean, that sounds like an episode.
Yeah. I could have just made that up, but I think that maybe was one of the plot lines.
Yeah.
That's very believable if it is.
So these are like the most expensive shoes ever. Like ever.
Yeah.
Did they make more than one pair or are they special made?
There's only one pair. And you know what? I didn't even see what size they were. But the two companies want to make more with like rubies and emeralds and other sapphires, stuff like that.
Can you commission them, do you think? Or do they just make them and then just
put them out there?
Somebody
I don't know. They're in a... Yeah. I know they're selling them inside of a 7-star hotel in Dubai. I didn't even know there was such thing as a 7-star.
Yeah. Wow, it's like 5 and then
extra.
It's so much better than
I think it. That's what I was wondering. I'm like, how do you?
Yeah,
get
what's
the
your
other
competition for other 7-star hotels?
They're all fancy, apparently, in Dubai. I would imagine.
Yeah,
I mean, it's Dubai. I've only heard crazy excess stories.
Dubai. I've seen pictures, and it looks amazing.
Yeah. I mean, that would make sense. The shoes are made in Dubai. You probably have someone who would buy them in Dubai,
right? Because apparently, rich billionaires live there.
Right. Also, I mean, then they can make the real like ruby slippers.
Yeah.
If someone's like really into that.
But then, like, when you click them together, wouldn't it just damage the rubies?
Yeah,
it might.
Yeah, you would. You have to be a really careful walker.
Don't click. Yeah, I love shoes, and I have worn, you know, I love shoes. I love heels. I can walk in heels most of the time. But I don't buy expensive shoes because I like to have lots of pairs of shoes. Right. And then, you know, I'll buy expensive shoes for the ones that I need art support and stuff on. Exactly. I'll spend more money. But just for my cute, silly, floofy shoes, I'll buy less expensive shoes because I'm terrible on them.
Yes.
I'm always like smacking them against each other so they have that scuff mark. And
then once you know, when you're like walking in heels and sometimes you do like that. Sly ankle rolling.
And you're just knocking diamonds off into the street.
Exactly. Oh, I'd be so scared. And then just, I mean, how much of the value would go down after you wore them even just once?
Just once.
Do
you think they come with a security team?
I hope so. That follows you around just in case a diamond does fall off.
Maybe you're like rich enough where you just have someone who goes in front of you and lays out like a carpet. It just gets unrolled that you just walk on wherever you go.
Yeah.
I was thinking about the episode we did. Was that Weird News last? Or was that so? Which one did we do? The uncle?
Oh, yeah, that was last time.
Okay, so that was Weird News. So it was this podcast.
Yes.
You'd have to hire an uncle as security
or
something.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh my, yeah. So when I seen this story, I was like, first, who has $17 million for shoes?
Right.
Because I'm sure there's, you know, other things, better things to spend $17 million on. I don't know.
Oh, for sure.
Personal opinion.
Yeah. For me, yeah. Other people apparently don't think so.
Right. But then shoes. Like,
right.
I don't know.
Right.
They're pretty cute. They're pretty cute. I like heels. I'm a fan of heels. They're pretty high, too. They looked at least 6 inches.
Mm. Wow.
I'm not even gonna lie.
Uh-huh. Did they have a platform at least so that you're not?
No.
Wow.
Oh,
yeah, there
wasn't
a platform. Yeah, they were like 6-inch stilettos. Oh, wow. I was like, super cute. I personally am not a fan of gold. I like white gold, platinum, silver, or something like that. Me so too. I would never wear them.
Yeah, for sure.
But I don't know. That was just a crazy story.
What do you match with those shoes? You know, like, what is your outfit to go with that? Like, nothing compares.
Gold and diamonds are a neutral.
Right. That was one of the jokes on Twitter, actually, that it was on. Because apparently Victoria's Secret did a gold bra that was, what is it, outlined with diamonds.
Oh, wow.
So it's like, so I'll wear my $17 million shoes with my $15 million bra.
Yeah.
Wow. I was like, oh, no.
I mean, you'd be matchy-matchy.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't. I guess gold goes with everything, though, from what I hear.
I guess.
But why would why would you put diamonds on a bra? No, I guess not. No one's gonna see it. But most of the time, your bra's under your shirt if you're a normal person.
Yeah.
I
mean, and then in the sense that it might be seen, aren't those just ripped off anyway?
Yeah. That's my problem with lingerie. Anyway, but that's a whole different topic.
Right.
Just different podcast.
Never mind.
Exactly.
But I thought that was just ridiculous. Nobody wants to spend. They don't have any buyers from what they said, but there are people that they know are willing to bid on them.
So they built it like a spec house.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just in the center of the seven-star hotel, because that's what we all do. I don't know. I thought that was crazy. Crazy.
Yeah. Also, of all the clothing to have covered in diamonds, shoes are for sure the most risky.
Because they're
on the ground. You're walking in them.
Yeah.
I would think so. I mean, a bracelet. Stick with the basics. Why shoes? Don't expand.
Go with the traditional.
Right. But good luck to Jada Dubai and Passion Jewelers on their upcoming ventures of, you know, bedazzled shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck. And I won't buy any.
Good luck to whoever buys them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to go on to our next topic, which I thought was kind of cool. There's balloon art competitions. Have you guys ever heard of them?
No,
I'm not surprised, actually. I mean, I've never really heard of them, but now that you say it, I'm like, of course there is.
The ones that I saw, the pictures, the article that I read was awesome. So this last competition was held in San Diego, and there were how many teams? Apparently a bunch of teams throughout the world. This happens every 2 years, and teams throughout the world fly in, and they are like, they consider themselves professional balloon artists, not like just at a, you know, kid's birthday party or whatever.
Right.
But so what it is they get their team together, they have an idea of what they want to build, and then when they get there, this past one, a company called Pioneer Balloon Company provided all of the balloons that all the teams needed. They provided over 1.5 million balloons for all these, you know, balloon sculptures.
Is this like you take a normal, kind of like a normal round balloon, and then you like tie them together?
No, it's those like it's those long ones. Oh. Yeah. But I guess they have like different kind of, because they there were some that had the round balloons in, incorporated in their sculptures.
I was gonna say, I suppose if it's a sculpture and you're using, you know, different shapes, it's not just like you make a, like you said, at a kid's birthday party, you just take the long one and make a giraffe. You're probably much more complicated.
Oh, yeah.
But they do this for like ice sculptures and
like sandcastles.
Yeah. So it's, it, I guess it makes sense.
Yeah. It was just the next stage in stage competitions.
Balloons. No, it was pretty cool though, because they were saying, so when you have your idea and you go and, you know, sign up your team and all that, you have, and I don't know why they chose this number, 27 hours to assemble your balloon structure.
27.
Yeah.
Just like the James Franco movie.
Yeah.
27 hours.
Yeah. And but it's like nonstop. So once it starts, 27 hours later. So if you have like a team of 27 people, you each get to work like an hour, or, you know, team up, sleep, whatever. But I guess the
you have to work for 27 hours.
Oh, God. Yeah, all by yourself. And I guess some people only have teams of like three.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Wow.
So the Taiwan team, I heard, has 27 people. Wow. So they were like, oh, we got this.
There's no limit on how big your team can be. Because you think if, you know, you have a team of three and a team of 27, they're going to be able to create a much more elaborate structure.
Right. And you have like substitutes, you know, like when someone wants to like tag team out and they can tag someone in.
I guess as long as it's a team member, you can work it out with your team how you want to utilize your time.
Wow.
So I was like, okay, 27 hours is weird. I wouldn't know why you wouldn't make it a whole 24. I don't know what the extra 3 hours is for. Maybe for like filling up air and tying them off or something. I don't know.
Right. Is there a prize?
There isn't.
Is it lettuce?
Sorry, that was the last episode.
Those snails.
They didn't say there was like a cash prize or anything like that, but I also don't know if it didn't mention like a year's supply of whatever, balloons, latex, anything. So I don't know, but I know they get their bragging rights because they take this stuff pretty seriously from the article that I read. Let me just tell you what first, second, and place one, or their sculptures were. Mm-hmm. So first place was the Taiwan team. They built a 15-foot tall tiger.
Ooh. Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, there was 27 of them, so.
Yeah. I'm going to take a quick break, and then I'll tell you what the other two, second and third place sculptures were and how large they were. But they were pretty awesome.
Check out the show built around the women of MMA. From the UFC to the extreme cage fighting, we got the fights covered.
Listen.
It's the Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast. The latest news of upcoming fights, discussions of previous matches. Join us as we talk to and about the biggest names in women's mixed martial arts, past, present, and future. When it's the women's fight game, you know where to listen to. The Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast.
Welcome back to the GSMC Weird News Podcast. We're going to continue our conversation on balloon art competition. I left off on what the Taiwan team built for their first place prize. It was a tall tiger. The second place team was Russia, and they built this massive wolf. It was pretty cool because it wasn't just like gray and black and white, something like that. It had like purple and blue colors thrown in there.
Like
and
iridescent almost.
Yeah, and it was standing on all fours, just kind of, it looked like it would be just out in the wild, you know? So that was pretty cool. And then the Americans won third place. This is the first time they've ever won in, I don't know how long this has been going on, but the first time they've won. And they built a big Ursula from The Little Mermaid.
Oh, wow.
And she was huge. I think they said she was like around 20 feet or something
Wow.
But she was huge.
Did they build frameworks first to put the balloons on, or is it just all balloons? Did it say?
No, it was all balloons. But they got to use like helium and just plain air. Oh. So they didn't really need... It had to be all balloons.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Wow. So, I'm always fascinated by people who can do that stuff. A few episodes ago, Stacey and I talked about a guy who makes basically mosaics out of Rubik's Cubes. So first he creates the side of the Rubik's Cube, and then he puts them all together. How do you even begin to visualize that?
Right.
Right, right.
Sketch it on a piece of paper.
Yeah, that's
or
interesting
first.
That they can like visualize like what shape balloon needs to go where, and like how to balance the helium balloons with just the regular air balloons to keep it like staying up but not like floating away.
Right.
It's just an artist thing. I don't have that artist eye. Definitely
I don't
not.
Either.
Man, I definitely don't have it for balloons.
Me either. Or even like the what are those called? Those, the Rubik's Cube?
The Rubik's Cube mosaics, yeah.
The mosaics. I saw one where in a museum, I actually posted on my personal Instagram page, where you look at it at one angle, and it's a picture of a handgun, mm-hmm. like a 9mm or something like that. But then you do a 90 degree and look at it at another angle, and it's the United States of America.
Oh, wow.
Oh, geez. Like, yeah.
Wow.
But they're all different kind. They're not Rubik's Cubes. They're guns hanging from the... Yeah. It was crazy. And I'm like, how do you... So you got one angle and then another angle, not just one big...
Right. Right. Yeah.
You know, wow. I don't have that kind of eye. It's awesome to look at, but to make it...
Yeah, please don't ask me to, like...
Right.
My life ever depends on me creating that. I'm in trouble.
You know, just send me away. Okay. Just put me out of my misery.
It's over.
Right. But the sad thing about the balloon art is these obviously don't fit on planes to take home with you for your prizes. So they pop all of them and just recycle the balloons. So
God, they recycle it. But can't they leave them up until they just sort of deflate, sadly?
They could.
That's so sad.
They could. It's a whole week thing. So the judges will walk by after the 27 hours are up, and the whole week they'll judge by, you know, I think it's detail, height, other things. But it was crazy. I was like, who has time for this?
What happens if your half your balloons deflate because they're helium filled, and then they're all like sad and limp, and you know how your balloons, they end up hovering in the corner?
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's why they only give them 27 hours, because after that, then
but
they do
up
start
for
to.
A week.
Oh yeah,
they're judging.
Oh,
you
yeah,
can like
true.
Put something in balloons. It's called like Stay Float, where you spray it into balloons and it makes them last longer.
Okay,
like helium. I'm sure they know all the balloon related tricks.
Right. And then the structure would stay up, like, however they twist it and turn it, I guess, for its own support, I guess. I don't know. The Italian team, they did the Incredible Hulk this time.
Ooh,
I was like, ooh, I would like to see that. I didn't get to see that one, but I read about it. The lady that I was reading about, it was the American team that she put together, and she considers herself a balloon artist, like, as a profession. That's what she does. And she made a comment that her parents are like those parents, like drug parents, when they're like, you don't want to tell your friends that your kid sells drugs, but they're like, yeah, she just works for large companies. Because I guess big corporations, for their like holiday parties or corporate parties, they hire, she does balloon art for their parties, and says they pay like millions, but thousands of dollars.
Say, parents, if your kid's making a decent living, I mean, if it's legal,
exactly. I mean, her parents are she does corporate parties.
She's staying afloat,
right?
Oh, is that a balloon pun?
Yes, that's not what you did there. No, but I thought that was pretty cool. I don't know if I would like to just go see it. Wouldn't hang out.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
But balloon art is pretty cool. I like having the hats and the little swords and stuff like that. So, I don't know. This next topic I have is super crazy. I don't know if it's super crazy. I'm sure it's normal for some people, but it is a mac and cheese flavored candy cane. Have you guys?
Oh, geez.
Oh. Yeah.
My brother bought his then girlfriend a couple years ago dill pickle flavored candy cane.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and I don't know. I don't know. I just feel like candy canes should be peppermint.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Do they look like the peppermint kind, or are they like a different color?
No, they're yellow and light yellow.
I mean, like, I can sometimes be okay with a cinnamon flavor.
But even then, that's too much.
Yeah.
Because you can only...
Especially if you're expecting mint.
Yeah. Right.
And it's still red and white striped.
Exactly.
I was gonna say, I'm really glad they changed the color, because I don't want to like go in expecting a peppermint candy cane and then end up with like mac and cheese.
It's like Birdie Boss disappointing. Every flavor beans.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they're called. Oh. Well, this, they come from this company called Archie McPhee. They're based in Seattle, and they're just a novelty company of just random weird. It's
probably run by goats.
I know, right?
the non-native mountain goats.
Would they sell everything? But they're for their food and like treats on their website, it says that their slogan for that is comfort food that tastes like comfort food.
But if I want mac and cheese, I want mac and cheese. I don't want a hard candy that tastes like mac and cheese.
Right,
but
and I guess, if I want a candy cane, I want a candy cane.
Exactly.
Like, although I guess it'd be fewer calories for a mac and cheese flavored candy cane.
Yeah. Oh, maybe.
It's just nasty to me. I wouldn't want to have a candy cane. It's visual for me. It's visual because I'd be like, no, a candy cane is supposed to be candy. That's, you know, and then you taste mac and cheese. It's just gross. They have different kind of flavor candy canes too. Not just mac and cheese. They have pickle, which you were saying.
I think they have bacon.
Bacon, they do. Yeah. Rotisserie chicken.
Oh.
Yeah, just nasty. And then one that's shellfish flavored. And they call it clamdy cane. I was like, that just sounds so gross. Why?
I just feel like that would make me want to actually eat the food, though. You know, like, if I'm eating something mac and cheese flavored, I want, like, macaroni and cheese. You know, like, the actual, like, noodles and everything. I don't want something else that tastes like that.
Right. And it's still, okay, so it's still a candy cane, which is basically taffy, right? That's sort of, like,
kind of
hardened.
Something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I would assume it's still... 90% sugar or whatever candy canes are, but then it's, so you're still getting the massive sugar and rotting your teeth, but it's mac and cheese flavor. I mean, it's just all kinds of weird
sense.
To me.
Right. It doesn't make sense. Well, they, on their website, they said that the mac and cheese candy canes are a favorite from the people who buy them, just because, especially around the holidays, because mac and cheese is kind of like a holiday tradition in most homes in America. So, how lazy do you have to be to just buy candy canes? You can't make a thing of mac and cheese.
It would better taste like homemade mac and cheese and not Kraft mac and cheese.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Because that would be even more disappointing. Even
the generic version of Kraft, too. Those are horrible.
Dollar store when mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Just here, some easy honey. Mac. Oh,
we're
God.
Not cooking this year. We got a bunch of different flavored candy canes.
Merry Christmas.
I know.
That reminds me of like Willy Wonka when he has the gum.
Yes.
That kind of like is the full meal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not that I want that. I really don't.
Well, you definitely don't want to turn into a blueberry.
No. Oh, no, not at all.
Well, I was just at the Old Sacramento, Old Sac Town. Is that what they call it?
Old Town Sac.
Yeah. I don't know why I got that mixed up. But I was tasting taffies with my sister for my daughter's treats for school for her birthday. But they had like the weird ones like peanut butter and jelly taffy and hot chocolate taffy. But then they even had
like... Those are so sweet.
Yeah, the peanut butter and jelly one, I was not feeling it. It's just like, again, visual. I'm like, this should taste like sweet, chewy sugar.
Right.
Why do you taste like peanut butter and jelly?
I've had a chicken and waffles taffy before.
Yeah, they had those there.
Which did actually taste like, I mean, it tasted more like waffles and maple syrup, which was better.
That's better.
Okay, you know? But it was weird.
Still. Yeah, I don't think that, I'm not a fan of food that doesn't look like what it tastes.
Have you ever done the bamboozled game with the...
Yeah. Well, I haven't done it, but my daughter and her sister have done it.
Yeah, my nieces did it, and I watched, because that's the kind of aunt I am.
What is that game?
So it's the different flavored jelly beans.
Oh,
and they have two of each kind.
Like, color scheme. They look exactly alike, but one is
like if you had yellow, one would be like stinky socks and...
popcorn.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah.
Or one, I think they have like a skunk flavored one. Like black licorice, which I hate anyway, and then skunk.
And you spin the wheel on in the little game, and whatever color it lands on, you have to choose that color bean, and you get what you get, basically.
Oh, gosh. That sounds kind of fun.
I'm not that brave. No.
Yeah.
Because if I get something that in my mouth that's just horrible, that would traumatize me for life.
I have some great pictures of my nieces like spitting things out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gosh. That, yeah, that's a fun game to watch other people do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah. So, oh, one more thing about this. Archie McPhee's, weird. Their top selling item is tinfoil hat and tinfoil hat for cats. Why?
Okay, this, we maybe you should have started with that, because that explains so much.
Yeah.
We know exactly what kind of company this is now.
Yeah, that's hilarious. The picture
but
of
you want your cat to be safe too.
You know, if you're gonna be safe, you gotta make sure your pets are too. So
wow, I don't know. You never know who's reading your brainwaves.
Right,
you know?
But how are you gonna really sell? But and they were like $7.50, $8.99. I'm like, a roll of foil by itself. You can make it a lot cheaper. I'm just saying, people.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
That's
We're really going to take our last break and come back with some more weird news. Stay tuned.
This is your ultimate stop for everything sports. The Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. Should I say more? From the NFL, MLB, the NBA, to MMA, it's all in here. The Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. Listen now.
Welcome back to the GSMC Weird News Podcast. Our last topic is a wedding proposal that went sadly wrong.
No.
It wasn't too bad, okay? I like maybe over-exaggerated that. But it will be a nice story to tell their children and their grandchildren. Anyway, this man, Joshua Mason, and his girlfriend, Katie Davis, they're both from Texas. They decided to go hike Jasper's Peak in Colorado. And I don't know, I'm sure the
altitude
is different in, it has to be, Colorado's up there,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And then from what it is in Texas. Anyway, so they decided to hike this peak, and they made it up about 8 miles, which was roughly around 3,000 feet. The whole summit, or the whole Jasper's Peak, is around 13,000 feet. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So they made it, you know, a good ways up. Anyway, the guy, Joshua, I don't know what he wants to be called. they got up to that height, and he was kind of scoping the area, looking for, you know, good sunset, good, you know, where you can see the city, good view. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And also like a peaceful place, like in the hike area. Well, anyway, he found a good scenic area. He proposed. She said yes. It was cute. And they kind of hung out for a little bit too long, because then it started getting dark and they lost their track
their
trail.
No.
And they could not find their way back. They were like wandering about. And I don't know if anybody knows about Colorado or any of that. This just happened this past Saturday. And they, it starts to get colder at night,
yes,
especially right in Colorado. And they did not prepare for like warm clothes or anything like that, or even staying up there mm-hmm that long. So they were trying to find their way back, but luckily, a man found them, who him and his group of friends were camping nearby, were mm-hmm probably near where they got lost or something like that.
Okay.
So when he found them, he said that he noticed that they looked like they were had signs of altitude sickness.
Mm-hmm.
So they were super dehydrated. And what else comes with altitude sickness?
Like lightheadedness.
Yeah, they were a little
nausea. A lot of those
right
types of things. Yeah,
not all the way there. But anyway, he brought them back to his camp, fed them, gave them water.
A couple
of his friends, like, they let him warm up in their tents. But one woman was so concerned that she just walked down to where she had parked her truck and drove down and found a are they
like a ranger
station? Yeah, rescue rangers. And told them, like, look, we have a couple up here. They're not really fully prepared. We just found them. They were a little lost, but they didn't get a rescue team up there until around 4:30 in the morning. I don't know if you have to call that in or anything like that, but by the time the rescue team arrived, they were pretty well recovered. Mm-hmm. The little friends group took pretty good care of them, you know, helped them out, kept them okay, because I mean, if you're camping up there, you got to know what you're doing.
Yeah, you know? For sure.
I don't camp, so I wouldn't know.
I worked at a summer camp for 2 summers in Montana, and base camp was at 6,000 feet.
Oh, wow.
Then we would hike and do other things, and you'd get kids from... We had a lot of kids from Minnesota that came, and Minnesota is not at 6,000 feet, so we had to be very careful, because you'd get these kids, and they'd go hiking, and they weren't used to...
The altitude?
Yeah, they weren't even used to the altitude at base camp. So.
Oh, wow. And that's kind of scary, especially with kids too that you're responsible for.
Pretty
much.
Yeah,
and it takes a while to like acclimate to that. Like,
it does.
Elevation, especially if they're like from Texas, they don't know the weather, they don't know the area, they don't know what to expect.
And it's not just going up; it's coming down too.
Oh yeah,
I'm from Utah, and they're at like 2,000, 2,500 or 3,000 feet, and here we're like at 20.
Yeah. Yeah,
in California, funny?
It's very different. Yeah.
So coming down, I'm like, "What is this fresh air?"
When I first moved to California, I used to laugh because as you're driving, you'll see X city population 4,006, elevation 2,
or something like that.
You know, I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, it threw me off. I saw one that said elevation 11, and I was like, what? What does that mean? It's not in triple digits. Isn't supposed to be.
Oh my gosh.
But. The couple, they ended up being okay. I just thought it was kind of it's a crazy story, but to me, it's one of those ones that you can laugh at later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, to tell your kids, oh, how did you guys get all that done? And, you know, I think it's cute at the end of the day, not like the whole, you know, getting lost and, you know, possibly almost dying of altitude sickness. But
although I bet they now have a really good understanding of how they react in crisis. That's good premarital counseling.
Exactly. Yeah.
Some good bonding.
One of them just, you know what, honey, you're on your own. I got to go. Find your own way.
They
back.
Stuck together.
Exactly. I take back that proposal. No.
Yeah, they both survived, and hopefully the relationship is stronger.
It should be. Definitely what is that? One of those trial things.
Oh yeah.
Relationship trials. But that was a nice story. I liked it. The couple is fine. They'll be just fine. And it'll be a nice story to tell. On the last topic I wanted to bring up before we go, October 4th is National Vodka Day. I don't know if anybody knew that, but, you know, cheers to that. I don't drink vodka, and GSMC does not promote or encourage drinking, just to let you guys know. But if you choose to, you know, cheers anyway. And, quick fact on that, vodka is the Slavic word for little water. Did you guys know that?
I did not know that.
I did not know that either. I don't even know what little water means.
Little water, you know, it seems like very powerful water. Yeah, maybe. Yeah. You only drink a little bit at a time.
I don't know. Yeah, but I thought that was a fun little fact. Be safe if you're going to be out there drinking vodka on today.
Yeah. So don't drink vodka and drive. Don't drink and drive. But especially
stay home. Cheers to yourself, and then just go to sleep. Yeah. Anyway, until next time, thanks for listening to the GSMC Weird News Podcast. Bye, guys.